Radio Prague News.
Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg has offered his condolences to the new Prime Minister of Greece. President Václav Klaus received controversial British MEP Nigel Farage at Prague Castle on Monday. And American actress Susan Sarandon will be one of the special guests at this year's Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg told the press on Monday he would be keeping his fingers crossed for the new Prime Minister of Greece, who he said would not have an easy job to do. Responding to the results of repeated early elections in the indebted country, Mr. Schwarzenberg told the Czech press agency that he should rather offer his condolences. The chairman of the winning Conservative Party, New Democracy, met with the Greek president on Monday and agreed that a governing coalition must be established as soon as possible. President Václav Klaus received controversial British MEP Nigel Farage at Prague Castle on Monday. The noted Eurosceptic and head of the UK Independence Party was invited to Prague by the Conservative Association DOST, which allies itself with President Klaus on many issues. Speaking after their meeting, Mr. Farage praised Klaus as the sole European head of state who takes a deeply Eurosceptic stance. He said their discussion centered on their concerns that Europe uses every crisis as a pretext to take away another piece of democracy from its members. An exhibition covering the history of the social and sports organization Sokol opened on Monday to mark exactly 130 years since the organization's first meeting in Prague. The Military Museum in Prague's Žižkov district will be hosting some 500 exhibits showing legendary members, the organization's role in wartime, and Olympic medals won. The exhibition will be open until the end of the year. The Sokol movement was founded in 1862 and, beyond its athletic output, played an important role in Czech nationalism and cultural awareness in the 19th century. Academy Award-winning actress Susan Sarandon will be one of the special guests at this year's Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. Both Sarandon and British actress Helen Mirren, who also won a Best Actress Oscar for her title role in The Queen, will receive Lifetime Achievement Awards at the festival. This year's 47th Carlo Vivari Festival will run from June 29th to July 7th and will be opened by Sarandon and concluded by Mirren. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions should be mostly clear with scattered showers or storms in the evening and daytime highs around 32 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.